Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Okay. You guys, we finished filming.
It's gonna finish filming.
That was so cute. We gotta do another one.
Now tune into the great.
Talking podcast, bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her, bitch. Can't do anything, motherfucking brother wants down. At Turk, bitch.
Welcome back, everybody, to an all-new episode of Talk with Turk Season 6. And I told y'all we had so many more surprises this season. So I want to go ahead and not even waste any time and introduce one of my brothers, the Bard Brothers. So today I have Khalil, better known as Socials on That So Khalil. And if you really know him, an OG Barb, he's the original Sleaze Mirage. And celebrity stylist to the stars with clients like Nicki Minaj, Stunna Girl, and more. Now, stepping into the spotlight himself, Khalil joins the cast of Now That's TV's Playboys Miami, bringing his eye for fashion, larger-than-life personality, and unapologetic energy to reality TV. Everybody, welcome Khalil.
I love that. Hey, thank you.
What's good, Khalil?
That was a really good intro. That made me feel really good. Thank you. I feel good with the vibes, you know, like I'm just chilling. I'm like, you know, just kind of getting acclimated. You know, the show is on. Nicki's about to drop a new album. So like my Barb cleats is back on. I'm ready to get back in the Barb field, you know.
We're going to get into it all.
Playboys is out. So I'm taking that in. So it's just a lot happening at once. I'm feeling kind of good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, you know, like we have finally made it to season six, over 100.
Congratulations
episodes,
so. To that. Thank you. You have a legit studio. It's all set up nice. Like, I'm like, I thought it was just like going to be some like calm, chill thing. And it's like a
No.
It's like a whole thing. So congratulations. Congratulations, baby, on your entire set. You know, like, okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know we were coming in our Nicki clothes. Hard, like, how did I know that we was coming in our Nicki clothes? I didn't know that that Gag was, like, City. A thing. I was just pulling up. I didn't know that this was a thing.
I said, look, let me wear the Gag City jacket because I went viral and it went on tour. So I said, let's do another big one, too.
Clock it.
And look, you already knew the vibes.
Yeah, this is just my vibe. I was just pulling up in my little Nicki merch.
Period.
You feel me? My little jacket.
Okay, shout out to the queen.
Yes.
The queen. Hey. So look, you have moved into TV now, reality television.
Yeah.
So how was that start for you? Like the journey to getting there, of course.
I mean, like, it's kind of crazy, like, cause I never thought I would be doing something like this. Or like, I love reality TV. I tweet about it every Sunday. I watch these shows, but I just never saw myself going on there. And the opportunity presented itself with, along with, you know, situations that was happening, you know, that there was a whole thing happening with Ivory and all of that. So that aligned with the opportunity. And I was kind of just like, you know what?
Right.
Like, why not? Like, this is going to, this could be cool. Like, it's, I'm a chameleon. I blend in any environment. So I knew that I would fit in perfect in this environment. Like, I live for this kind of stuff. It's fun. So, and it's exactly what it was. It was fun.
Well, I love to hear that. And I'm proud of you. Congratulations on all your success as well. Because the one thing on my show, we give people their flowers, especially if they've been working hard. And, bitch, you came from being a Barb to, you know, doing your
own thing in the street.
L.A., bitch. Being in the street. Bitch, I'm trying to get to where you are. So, look. So, that's why I'm working hard. Nicki told us to work
hard. Yes, and you're working hard. I'm loving it. I love it. I love to see it.
Thank you. So, for those meeting you for the first time, of course, who is Khalil Lloyd in your own words?
That's the thing. I even said it in my intro on Playboys that I just felt like if you ask five different people who I am, you will get five different answers. Cause like I'm like a very well fat, like I'm around the, I'm multifaceted. So like, mm-hmm. I mean, for me, yes, I'm a stylist. I've worked with a lot of people, a lot more people than with my, even my Instagram shows. I've worked with, you know, Nicki Minaj, Dream Doll, Asian Doll, Every Doll, Cuban Doll. I worked with Cash Doll. Yes, all of the dolls. I worked with Moneybagg Yo. I worked with
Resume.
ASAP Rocky. Yes, the resume is stickety stacked. You know, I've worked with obviously all abundant of influencers and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love Real Housewives of Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm a stylist. I also am a personal shopper. I am a barb. People may know me.
You can be my personal shopper.
You might know me for a lot of barb controversies because I am very, you know, very well vocal for riding for my queen on these social media platforms when people try to play around. So you might know me from that. You might know me from, you know, going viral, just being giving my story or my opinion on something on TikTok or Instagram. You know, like, I could just be known for so many different things. You might just know me from New York. You might just know me from the city. You might just know me for being, you know, being that one in the city because I am outside in that city. You might know me from L.A. I don't know where, you know, so it's like, it's so hard to describe me. But I'm also now on that CV, Playboys Miami. Okay. And I'm just a cool person. To sum it up, if you don't know me and it's your first time and it's your first video watching.
This is who he is, you guys.
I'm a cool person. I'm from New York City. I'm young and energetic, and I have aspirations. Mm-hmm. That's all. And I'm trying to push them.
You talked a little bit about, you know, how you landed on Playboys. Mm-hmm. So that situation with Ivory and can you just clear that up for everybody? So, you know, you already talked about
on the show.
On the show, but people are still going with their own narratives.
And at this point, it's to the point now where I'm cool with people having their own narratives. I really don't even care anymore. Like, if you know, you know.
Right.
If you're going to fuck with me enough to believe what I'm saying. If not, then it's cool. Have your own narratives. This is what I came on the show to do. I came on the show to clear it up. But if you're going to run with your own narrative, then let that be that. And we'll just, you know, everybody will stand on their own end of the spectrum. For the 1,000th time, I did not physically jump her. I did not assault her. I did not assist in jumping her. At the end of the day, I was there. I was recording. If you want to look at it and say, oh, how can you uplift black women and then record fights? I mean, at the end of the day, that's everything that we do is hypocritical, you know?
Right.
At the end of the day, we're on messy reality TV. You know, at the end of the day, we're involved in messy stuff all day. It doesn't, you know, so at the end of the day, everyone's going to ride for their friends. And in hindsight's always 20/20. Maybe things would have been done differently if I can go back. But at the same time, I'm not going to ever put myself down for going around, for going to be there with my friends. Like, I was going with my friends.
And that's the truth right there. And that shows growth in you because you can even acknowledge, you know, the fact that you would have done things differently.
Maybe. And I'm not going to 100% say that I would have done things differently. Like, at the end of the day, like, we have to also remember who we're dealing with. Like, we're not acting like this is Mother Teresa or, like, we're dealing with some saint. At the end of the day, Ivory is not no little small fry. And at the end of the day, if more anybody with brains, yes, why wouldn't more than one female feel like they, you know, like, if females feel like they're not going to let her fight their friend one-on-one, I'm not going to 100%, like, I don't, like, at the end of the day, we're not about to play semantics either with me, you know? I'm just like everybody else. We're all messy. We all love mess. And I pulled up for the mess. And I seen the mess go down. And anybody that felt the way about that.
Did you expect how you came in the house, how that was going to go down? Did you
already I expected it. I just didn't expect it with those people because that had nothing to do with Ivory. Now, when it came to the Ivory situation, I automatically knew that was the whole purpose of me coming on there. Like, I'm coming on there to, like, what's up? Like, people was making it seem like it was so much going to happen to me and all of this and all of that. So I felt like, okay, let me pull up and let's see what the vibes is. Like, let's see what's really going to happen. And when I got there, I didn't expect Metro Zay and Rich Zay to be the ones that I'm going at it with all season. Like, I didn't expect it to be that. I thought it would have been people stepping for Ivory, which it wasn't. Right. So.
Now, speaking of those two that you just named, Metro Zay and Rich Zay, now I'm in the Now That's TV threads and all that good things. So the people are basically saying that, you know, they're trying to use you for a moment, you know, your association with Nicki. You know, your social media presence.
I wouldn't say that about Metro Zay, per se.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that about Metro Zay. And I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even say that about Rich Zay. I think that I wouldn't say that about them. There are people on the show that are doing that. They are. And the people that are doing that are the ones that are specifically name dropping her and always bringing her up and things like that.
Yeah, because on that first episode, we heard, oh, now Nicki Minaj ain't gonna like y'all.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, I've never mentioned Nicki Minaj on this platform ever. Like,
period.
The whole time. You will see it. I didn't mention her in my intro. I didn't mention her in the confessionals. I never mentioned her.
Respect to the queen.
Respect to the queen, of course, because at the end of the day, I don't have to do that. Like, you know, now I'm not going to know if I don't know if I definitely probably quoted Nicki Minaj a couple of times because it's a part of my psyche. But like, I'm not like running around here like, oh, I work for Nicki Minaj. I've styled Nicki Minaj. I know Nicki Minaj. I'm a big Barb. Nicki. Like, I never came on there. I didn't even wear my Nicki sets. Like, I wasn't coming on there trying to give a Barb set. I was really trying to come on there and give a whole different setup. You feel me? And I really did it as a social experiment to see which one of these thirsty hoes would be the first ones to start baiting and trying to bait me with her name. And y'all will see how that goes. I don't bring Nicki. I don't mention Nicki's name. I'm not that kind of I'm not that kind of person. They're doing that. I don't think Jose and Rich Zay was on that type of timing, though. I will say that. Like, I don't think that them two, like, it wasn't a clouty bandwagon thing with them two. Now, Rich Zay
just gave on site with them two.
With Metro Zay, it gave that. With Rich Zay, it gave just animosity. Like, he can't take me. For whatever reason, he can't take me. And the whole season, it just gives that. But I don't think it's nothing to do with nothing else outside of the fact that he just cannot take me. Like, he can't take me. Simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know what life was like for you before reality TV and what made you say yes to the show. So, how has the experience so far compared to what you expected? And now, are you in a better space with all of the guys now that the season is wrapped?
Honestly, we're only 2 episodes in. So, like, I feel like things are just starting to pick up. People are just starting to watch the show. You know that the first episode is me getting dropped and all the whole big fight and the big debacle. So, I've been getting a lot. I've actually got a lot of good response from the show so far. I thought it would be a lot worse. I'm getting a lot of good response so far. People are supporting me, and I love and appreciate anybody that's just going into the show with an open mind and an open heart and giving me a shot, because I am a great I'm a cool person, and I'm real. I'm authentic. I feel like that's the best thing about being me. And anybody on the show, I feel like if they're authentic, those are people that I like. Even my ops. Like, I'm cool. My ops, even my ops, I'm able to give my ops 10s. And I'm able to laugh at my ops. I'm able to key at them as from a television, from a viewer perspective. I'm able to watch my ops and laugh at them if they are authentic and they're real. Some of them, yes. Okay. Some of them, no. You feel me? Now, my relationship with the guys that I rock with are the same guys that I'm going to forever rock with. And the guys that I don't, I probably will end up not. You feel me? So far, I have not changed my opinions on any of the guys. The ones that I like, I like. The ones that I don't like, I probably dislike even more. My favorites on the show is so hard to pick, but my whole entire house, you know. But it's like, I love Zeta and Solo and Maul and D Scott and Katari and Sheik and Tay and Ty.
For like the quickest, or who would you call and, you know, have regular conversations with about what's going
on? Well, I mean, I talk to Zeta a lot. Zeta is my roommate, though. Like, we were roommates, so it's like me and Zeta. We talk every day, but me and Solo in real life, like, me and Solo talk every day. We hang out in real life. We live in the same city. So it's like, I don't know. I would say Solo. I would say Zeta. Solo and Zeta. I talk to Maul. I talk to Qatar. We're in big group chats, too, though. Like, me, like, House A. Like, so I talk
to my boys.
Yeah, I talk to my boys a lot. Like, House A, I talk to them. We talk every day. But obviously, like, within them, like, me and I speak to Zeta. But all of them, I love them. And Tay, too, though. Me and Tay, but Tay lives in Houston, so I think I see Tay a lot, too. So, yeah, all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, of course, you know, we was going to get into Nicki, because, you know,
We're barbs. We're barbs.
We have strong barb presence so it's to like, the death once, of us. Okay.
Even without the strong presence or whatever, like, at the end of the day, it's just, when you're a barb, like, being a barb, when you meet other barbs, to me personally, it's a good time. Like when I run into a bar and we can have
VMAs, we was good there.
Yeah,
like VMAs,
and we get to have a good conversation. I feel like when you're around bars and it's like you get to finally not, you get to feel like you can talk without being judged. Like meeting your people,
right?
Like meeting your tribe. Yeah. Like we could endlessly talk about a thousand different topics and talk about Nikki for 5 hours and not feel like we're being judged. Versus when you do it with other people, it's like you start to feel like, all right, am I talking too much, Nikki?
Now, I know my first moment when I fell in love with her, I was riding with my cousin to the college campus, to his college campus. He was doing something with orientation, and he was playing Gucci Mane and Nicki. He was playing Slumber Party. It was my first time hearing her, and that was in 08 when I heard her. So I fell in love instantly. What about your moment? Can you remember when you actually, like, fell in love with the queen?
Yes. I remember I fell in love with Nikki. I was in 7th grade. It was around 2009. I remember that she had the crinkly hair and a bang. Mm-hmm. This was like Beat Me Up Scotty was about to drop. Beat Me Up Scotty was not out yet. Beat Me Up Scotty was about to drop, and she was doing all the promotional photo shoots and stuff, and those were becoming my MySpace photos. And they were circling around when she had the, you know, doing the pictures like this and like that and all of that. Like, so I remember Nikki like that, and that's when I fell in love with her. And then when the Beat Me Up Scotty tape dropped, it was like, it just cemented everything for me. Like when the Beat Me Up Scotty tape dropped, I remember that, like, it's like, it will live in my head forever. And that's when I fell in love with her. And it was like, I just became obsessed. She was my whole MySpace layout. My MySpace profile music.
Mine too.
And then she just started dropping. Then she went on that insane feature run. I was captivated.
Can you believe it's 2025 and we fell in love with her in 2020?
I mean, I can't believe it more so for the fact that it always makes me feel old. So that's what makes me can't believe it, is that it's like, wow, I start to feel older. Like, dang, am I really that old? Like, damn, I can't believe it's that fast. Like, I'm watching her grow, but it really makes me feel like, damn, I'm getting old watching her grow and seeing that, like, we're coming from this. Exactly. And then it's like every year I see a new different wave of barbs coming up. And it's just like, damn, this is crazy. But yeah.
How was your personal relationship with her?
Like, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's going to always be that, like, because, you know, no one can ever tell me about her. Like, you know, like, I have my most respect for her forever. I will forever. But, you know, like, I'm a what's understood doesn't have to even be explained. Like, we know my loyalty is endless, and I don't have to even say it because we know.
Right.
We know, and we're going to always know, and it's going to continue to be that. And nobody got to say nothing, and we don't got to acknowledge it, and we don't got to get no trophies or no pats on the back because it's real. You feel me? And my love will forever be real, and my dedication will forever be real. So we don't have to even talk about that, and it's like, you know, like, we're good, and we're forever
good. We're good.
Yeah,
we're
forever good. That's my mother. That's mother.
Mine
that's
too.
Mother. That's mother. You feel me? Like, that's mother. So it's like,
okay. Regardless of there's what, no way ever, else ever, to explain it.
There's nothing else to explain.
But look, so fans have noticed your connection to Stunna Girl from Baddies. So what's the real story there? How did you guys develop a relationship and, you know, you become a stylist for her as well? Like, did that happen overnight? And, like, how did that
I met Stunna just through Instagram. A lot of my clients I meet through Insta. Like, a lot of them, they hit me up through Insta. I met Stunna literally through Insta. I seen that they was filming Baddies, and I honestly felt like they were trying to single her out. I knew she was beefing with Tommy Lee. I knew Tommy Lee was a fashion girl. I had a couple of resources where I had some things on me where I was like, you know what? Where you at, girl? I'm pulling up on you. I got you. Like, they're trying to, I know you're going to be the star. Like, I just felt that she was going to be the star. And I reached out to her. I'm like, listen, I'm going to pull up on you. I got you, boo. Like, I worked it and I held her down. And the minute she got her budget, she called me back. Like, hey, boo, I got my budget.
Okay. Like,
thank you. I didn't forget what you did for me. We going up. And we went up. And that's how that went with me and Stunna Girl. Simple.
So y'all still cool?
We're still cool. Right now, you know, I was doing the show. I also go to school too. And I had something, you know.
Congratulations.
I go to school. I've been in school for like a year. I just, you know, I do a lot of things. I like to live a chill life. I don't do too much posting my business. But yeah, I've been in school, and then during summer break, I filmed Playboys, and now I'm back in school, and yeah, this show is out.
I'm proud of you. Speaking of that, so how do you balance, like, real life relationships with the viewers from what they see on TV?
Again,
what viewers see on TV.
Right. I mean, with my two episodes in, again, I don't know how much I can speak on, like, I don't know, but because I haven't experienced everything yet. But within my two episodes, I feel like everything that I'm portrayed as is who I am. Again, I'm authentic.
It's real.
When I'm speaking in my confessionals, that's my regular voice. I'm not putting on a fake, I'm not putting on a punk scent. I'm not trying to sound.
And I can attest to that.
I'm not trying to sound like no Southern punk. You know, like I'm not doing no extra animation and trying to like use accents and pose and use different people's lingo. I'm myself. So everything that you see, whether you like it or not, that's who I am. So I don't have nothing. The viewers are seeing exactly who I am. My exact responses, my exact reactions, my exact emotions. Like, that's exactly how I am. Like, so I hope that is resonating with some people. I'm a Sagittarius, though. And I know that Sagittarius people, usually people, you know, I feel like the real are going to always fuck with us. And that's just
right.
We're Sagittarius.
And we do. Mm-hmm. I love a Sag. Shout out to
you. What is your sign? Once again.
I'm a Taurus.
I like Taurus, though. I like
Taurus. Yeah, May 18th is my birthday. I'm a Taurus. But I'm one of those, so I'm a Taurus that I'm very headstrong and, like, it's my way or the highway sometimes. But I'm also, like, close to Gemini where I'm, like, I have a heart still inside. So it's like a mix in between the two. So that's how I explain myself to people all the time because I know I'm not a full Taurus in my head from based off everything that they say Tauruses are. But do you believe for yourself that you're everything a Sag is?
Yes, I feel like I'm the embodiment of a Sag. But I feel like Sags also get a lot of bad PR. But I think that is because Sagittarius are always misunderstood, and we just never
care. And that's what I was going
to
ask.
We never care enough to explain, though. Like, we're always misunderstood, and we just let people run with their misjudgments. We never really care enough to be like, no, guys, that's not me. No, this is me. You know, we kind of just, like I said, the real are going to relate. The real are going to relate. The real are going to understand. The real are going to get our perspectives. And we never really care to explain ourselves to people.
Okay, cool. So now that you are on Playboys and, you know, this is an extension to your brand, do you have a good relationship with Now That's TV where you might see yourself curate your own show maybe?
I have a great relationship with Now That's TV. I have no complaints about it. I loved my experience on the show. I felt like production was amazing and everything like that. I would curate. I mean, when you say your own show, what does that mean? Like, I personally think nobody's life is that cool enough for them to have their own show, like them by themselves. I think we all need co-stars. You know, we all need an ensemble cast. I think I work I work better with an ensemble cast. I would definitely do more shows with Now That's TV though. Like, whenever they call, I would answer. They pay good. The experience was great. I felt very comfortable, and they fed us, and they treated us right. I have all my designer clothes that I went to film with. They made sure everything was safe. I have no complaints with Now That's TV, child. So, yeah.
Now, hear me out. I could see a show where you take some of those women on there, on Now That's TV, on the network, and you be their stylist, you know, like, curate a show around that.
Like a makeover and everything?
Yeah, like, because those girls are like, we're fab, we're glam, we're this, we're that. Because most of those girls want to be housewives, honestly. They want that housewives essence, and they want that type of housewives star quality, in my opinion. Now, everybody might agree different. So what's one thing people don't know about you that you like them to?
One thing people don't like people to know is that I'm really just, like, a calm person. Like, I'm really calm. Right. People think that I'm like this hyper, super loud person, but I'm really calm and chill. And just to listen to music and be to myself.
Okay. So look, I have one thing to say. 3:27:26. Are you ready?
She's got a point. Like, she's an icon. She's exactly a legend. That. And she is and the I moment. Now, come on now.
My daughter is away. She's about to do what she's about to do.
What do you think? I don't even know
what
about
to expect.
I'm about to do. She's so unpredictable. I don't know what the sound is going to
do. Keep talking, matter of fact, because that's just making my eyes.
You just you. Never know what
I ain't got time for all that shit.
Because a lot of people from what I seen last night after she made the announcement, they're thinking that Pink Friday 2 was just a lot of scrap songs put together to make an album. And most of the fans are thinking that. But if you know Nicki, Nicki's not just going to put stuff out. So I already said that's out the question. So I think that she actually did put effort into Pink Friday 2, but she said, I'm going to save everything that I have in the chamber for these girls.
I think she finna go crazy. I also do love, too. I do love Pink Friday 2, though. I think that, you know, I don't like to downplay it. Like, it's like a cash, you know, like, that album is dope. I love Pink Friday 2. I was there for a lot of the creation of that album, and that album will always be personal and held into a deep place for me. But I really am excited for this next era, and I'm excited just to hear what she's been working on and what she sounds like. You know, I love new Nicki music, and we haven't got some in so many years since the album. So I'm just seated and ready, and I'm ready for the rollout, and I'm ready for the photos, and for her to be outside and a tour, and with the cover photo finna look like, and the promotion for it. Like, I'm just ready for all that, literally.
It's
I'm ready for all that.
It's that excitement we get every time a new era is announced. Like, it's just that nostalgia. I remember, like, when Pink Friday dropped, like, just remembering her putting the pre-order link online. We went crazy.
I'm ready for the pre-order link. I'm ready for the pre-order link.
That's when I feel like we established our fandom, is when she dropped that first pre-order link for the first album. So I feel like I want us to recreate that same energy for this album. And I think we're going to be set on next year.
You know we finna go up. You know we finna go up. Like, this is finna be, you already know this is finna be a big thing.
Period. But look, I want to say I'm so proud of you, Khalil. Like, I'm proud of everything that you are accomplishing. I know that you're busy. He's working. He's working while he's working. So shout out to Khalil for doing that. But I'm proud of you, bro. Like,
thank you. And I'm so happy for you just even considering me for an interview. I think that I definitely want to do another interview, like, when it's the middle of the season, so I can talk about everything that's happening.
We would really do that.
Do, like, a deep dive on the show, because I really want to get into everything that's going on. But I'm just appreciative that you even sat and talked with me and is going to post this and had this conversation with me. And it gives people another opportunity to get to hear me, my side, and get to know me. So I appreciate
you.
Yes.
Of course. Now, before I go, I always ask all of my guests, I do this with everybody, you know, I talk to Tabitha Brown, I talk to a whole bunch of other people, but for yourself, like, how is your mental health in this moment?
I love that mental health check. My mental health is great right now. I'm feeling the best I've felt in a while. I have a lot of great things happening for me, and I just feel good. I'm in a good space. So, yes, and I appreciate you asking that. I appreciate it.
Of course. From one barb to another, you know, I'm glad we did this. Like, this is,
and we gotta do another one. Like, duh. Like I said, we can go into in more in depth conversation.
Some more things. Yes, definitely. Because I know, you know, contractually, you're not able to speak on everything
that didn't come out yet. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We're only two episodes in, so I'm like, when we get to about episode 5, 6, 7, then I want to do another tap in so we can really get into some things.
So we can get into it.
Yes.
Well. The one and only you guys, Khalil, I want you to go ahead and pop your shit real quick so that the girls.
It's no Popeye shit. Y'all know where we at. We here with Turk, and thank you, Turk, for having me. I hope if y'all came for me, I hope y'all stick around for more of his content because he's dope. Keep watching Playboy's Miami. It gets better. It gets better and it gets better and it gets better. Don't sleep on nothing, and I don't care how long it takes to get an op back. Remember that. Keep watching. Thank you, Turk.
Okay. You're welcome.
At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here. You go crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk with Turk Bish.